USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote next week on the two articles of impeachment against President Trump, approved by the Judiciary Committee Friday along party lines. Looking ahead at a Senate trial, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News,
"Everything I do during this, I'm coordinating with White House counsel. We'll be working through this process, hopefully in a fairly short period of time, in total coordination with the White House counsel's office and the people who are representing the president. I'm going to coordinate with the president's lawyers, so there won't be any difference between us on how to do this. I'm going to take my cues from the president's lawyers."
Tennessee Democrat Congressman Steve Cohen questions how the GOP remains in lockstep with President Trump.
"I've never been in a Republican caucus. They may just take Kool-Aid communion every day."
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
"Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills."
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Kentucky officials are pressing for an investigation into the decision by former Republican Governor Matt Bevin to pardon hundreds of criminals before he left office. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell represents Kentucky and says Bevin shouldn't have done it.
"Honestly, I don't approve. It seems to me it was completely inappropriate. I expect he had the power to do it, but looking at the examples of people who are incarcerated as a result of heinous crimes, no, I don't approve of it."
One pardon was for a convicted killer whose family had raised money for Bevin's campaign. California Governor Gavin Newsom has rejected PG&E's plan to get out of bankruptcy. KCBS reporter Megan Goldsby.
Newsom wrote in a 5-page letter, "The proposed plan falls, quote, woefully short of the requirements set by the state to compensate the victims and to prevent new fires." Newsom says he wants a better financing plan and an entirely new PG&E board, with the majority of the members being from California.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The feds have busted the biggest illegal streaming service in U.S. history. USA's John Hunt has details.
Two Las Vegas men who admitted to running one of the nation's largest illegal television and movie streaming services pled guilty this week and now face money laundering and copyright infringement charges, according to federal officials. iStreamItAll was an online, subscription-based streaming site that allowed users to download TV episodes and movies. The stream's operators, Daryl Polo and Luis Villarino, told the U.S. Justice Department that the service offered access to more than 118,000 television episodes and nearly 11,000 movies, all without consent from the content's copyrighted owners. That's more content than Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Vudu combined, according to prosecutors. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
It has been dangerous for searchers trying to recover all the bodies of the 15 people reported killed in the sudden volcanic eruption on New Zealand's White Island. New Zealand officials are still searching for two more people who are missing but presumed dead. Recovering the bodies has been considered a high-risk mission. Rescue teams in gas masks are wearing hazmat suits, and they're only able to stay on the island for 75 minutes at a time. Scientists say the volcanic gases being emitted on the island are so toxic that a single breath could be deadly. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.